so you don't have to love me anymore.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After being convicted on federal corruption charges last week, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says he'll resign effective immediately August 20th. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Bob Menendez was found guilty on those multiple charges of corruption, on serving as a foreign agent for Egypt and Qatar, for benefiting New Jersey businessmen, for using his perch in the Senate for corrupt purposes and receiving gifts and money and gold bars and cars for all of that.
New Jersey's governor will choose a Senate replacement. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin this hour, her first rally as the Democratic presumptive nominee. Today, Democratic congressional leaders backed her candidacy. Harris is not expected to attend when Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses members of Congress this week, but she's expected to meet with Netanyahu during his visit. President Biden also meets with Netanyahu and former President Trump at his estate in Florida. This is ABC News. Due to lightning. Sunday, July 21st, was the hottest day ever recorded worldwide. The EU's Climate Change Service says the global average surface air temperature was nearly 63 degrees Fahrenheit, slightly higher than the previous record set last July. Mortgage rates are still high and home sales are down.
Mortgage rates have mostly hovered around 7%.